Welcome to the Entrepreneurial Biome Podcast, a space for nurturing the ecosystem of business, body, and living. What would it be like if you gave your body a leadership role in your business and chose greater happiness every day? These are the conditions that create a healthy biome and a thriving business. I'm your host, Heather Nichols, and I'm so happy you're here. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Entrepreneurial Biome Podcast. I am really, really delighted to be coming to y'all this week from the Castello di Castelborgone in Piedmonte in Italy, the northern region in Italy. I'm here for a week. I just finished an Access Consciousness 3-day body class here that was absolutely stunningly amazing. I'm so grateful. And I'm probably going to be doing a few episodes from this beautiful place because why not? It's just so exquisite, this place. And I wanted to talk about some things that this castle has really inspired me around, and Gary Douglas and Dane here, the creators of Access Consciousness, have inspired me into having way more of in my life. Something that I call the creation of living. And the creation of living is it's my former podcast was called The Creation of Living. I have a Facebook group called The Creation of Living. I have a class that I call The Creation of Living. To me, it's a universe. It's a universe and an invitation of living hedonistically, living beautifully, living with pleasure as our four, like at the four, as our one of our priorities, really, in how we create our lives. And, you know, pleasure, hedonism, beauty, all of those things, elegance, luxury, all those things that are like, so this place is just teeming with, they're energies and elements that are not really considered, like they're not priorities for a lot of people. And they're considered for a lot of people to be something that, you know, kind of comes after a lot of other things. Like, once you take care of your finances and you pay your bills and you're out of survival mode and you stop surviving and then, like, you know, things are okay, then you can start kind of like working on maybe enjoying your life a little bit. And for me, I always just kind of wondered about that because I saw so many people around me doing survival and not choosing thrival. And I just wondered, you know, like, okay, so why are we here? You know, that's been a question I've had in my world for a long time. Why are we on this planet? I mean, I remember being quite young and looking up at the sky and going, what is all of this anyway? And so from that space, it was like, okay, you know, there's so much more to all of this than meets the eye, and there better be, because that is really boring if not, you know. And Gary Douglas says this a lot. He's the founder of Access Consciousness. He says this a lot. What if the purpose of life was to have fun? You know, and I would expand that into like, what if the purpose of life was to enjoy the planet, to enjoy having a body, to enjoy being alive? And that to me makes so much more sense than fighting for survival, to quote Bob Marley. So he didn't say that that was the purpose of life, but he did say fighting for survival. And, you know, so many people do fight for survival, and I get it. You know, this isn't to make light of that situation or someone's life when that they do feel like that's all that they can do. And for me, you know, I've worked a lot with trauma and helping people to heal and change trauma in their bodies, in their lives, and, you know, get over this constant sense of like always trying, like needing to survive, needing to fight for our survival. And it's so cool to see, like I was talking to somebody today who also works with trauma, and she was saying, it's kind of like some of my favorite people to work with are people who have a lot of trauma, because the change that gets created when you have someone, when you are like, if you or someone you know or whatever has a lot of trauma history, it's like, you can't even really think about pleasure and hedonism and all those things. I totally understand that. And I've had, I've had my own stuff. I've had my own challenges in my life. And yet it's like, when you've got something like that and you're able to actually let go of it, which is actually totally possible, totally possible. I don't care who you are, what your history is. It is possible to overcome and let go of that level of trauma and fighting for survival and choose to really thrive. It's like the difference is it's night and day. It's such a glorious change, and it doesn't happen overnight. It requires a lot of commitment and choice and willingness to be different, because honestly, this world is not full of people who are willing to be different. People are looking for how they can be the same. And how do you be the same in a world that is committed to fighting for survival? I had to do that at least once. How do you, you know, what do you, how do you handle that? Like, how do you work with that? Well, you've got to be willing to be different if you want to thrive, if you want to have a life of pleasure, hedonism, luxury, beauty. And what I really want to invite in this conversation is that, what if the choice for beauty, hedonism, pleasure, elegance, luxury, the beauty of living, the creation of living, what if it's not something that you have to wait to choose? What if it's not an afterthought? What if it's not something that happens later on? What if it's actually something that if you choose that, it opens up everything on the way to that was so much more. And it's also not something that you, like, you don't have to have a lot of money to have a pleasurable life. Our bodies are capable of immense pleasure. We don't have to have money to have the pleasure of what our bodies are capable of. That's just not even required. And it's wonderful to have money and create places like this and come visit places like this. But that is like an addition to, you know, everything else. It's like, I have so much pleasure in my body, just breathing, drinking water, like hearing, you know, feeling the vibration of my own voice in my body, you know, leaning my back up against a tree, you know, all of those things are free and pleasurable. And so we can start to cultivate pleasure and really include our bodies in that. And as we do, we start to actually have the creation of living. So what is living? Living is dynamic. It is active. It is ever expanding. It's this ever expanding space of having more and like actually being engaged with the world around you and being engaged with your life and being engaged with creation. We talk a lot in Access Consciousness about the difference between life and living. Life has a period at the end of it. Like, life is a completion. It's a destination. It's a thing, you know, it's a thing that you create. It's a noun, you know, life. It's a thing that you do and then check, you're done. Right. And, there's no ongoing exploration and ongoing engagement with life. Living is active. It is an active word that implies movement and includes movement and the exploration of more and more and more and more and more and more and more. It's ongoing. Living is ongoing. So when we create living, we're creating this ongoing, ever expanding, ever expansive space of beauty, pleasure, church bells. I don't know if you can hear them, hedonism, so many incredible things that are part of the creation of living. And to me, the creation of living is very body centric. And that's just how I've always functioned. I've actually always really enjoyed my body, which I know is weird. I didn't realize that people didn't enjoy their bodies for a long time. I was like, but our bodies are so cool. Like, why wouldn't you enjoy your body? I had to realize that was different. The enjoyment of my body. And it's something that even if you don't have that as like a natural capacity or ability or whatever, that's okay, because your body actually is, it's capable of so much pleasure, you know, and sometimes we have to change some things to get to that. And even when we're in pain, I mean, I have a history of having quite a lot of pain in my body. And even when I've had pain, I can still have pleasure at the same time. And I can be interesting point of view with the pain. I cannot have a lot of judgments about the pain and not decide that it means a certain thing. And that's been really incredible to cultivate that as well. But with our bodies, your body's with you all the time. It's always there. And it's actually an amazing facilitator, because it has a consciousness of its own that knows a lot and can show you a lot of things about what is possible. And so it's there, it's with you all the time. You have a totally conscious, incredible facilitator capable of dynamic pleasure with you all the time. But the thing is that our point of view creates our reality. So when we have the point of view that, you know, our bodies are a certain thing, a certain way, that our lives are a certain way, it's struggle, it's pain, it's limitation, I'm going to get old, you know, limitation, 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 work, effort, suffering, struggle. That's what shows up in our lives. Your point of view creates your reality. Where you look, how you look at things determines the vantage point of what you're, you know, where you're looking from. And it determines your vantage point, determines what you see. And the world around you shapes itself. And we don't realize this, but it shapes itself to that vantage point, to that perspective, to that sense of how you see the world. And we perceive mostly those things that match our points of view. So if you have points of view about struggle, you're going to pull in and perceive all of the things that create the struggle, enhance the struggle, expand the struggle. When you shift your perspective and your choice to the creation of living, to hedonistic living, to, you know what, pleasure for the sake of pleasure, not because it's a spa day, not because it's, you know, that one day a year where you get to enjoy yourself, or you have, you know, a night out for the first time in 6 months or whatever. Pleasure is available every moment of every day, all the time. And it makes our lives so much greater when you get to live. I mean, what if you could live in a body that was full of pleasure all the time? That was, you were having pleasurable sensations and experiences all the time. What would that be like? And pleasure comes, as I mentioned, you know, we can have it when we're breathing, we can have it when we're drinking, we can have it, you know, getting into a car, you know, I mean, the movement of getting into a car is like, you know, you slink into the car, you know, but what happens is a lot of people don't have a presence with their bodies. They're not aware of their bodies and present with their bodies enough to know what is pleasurable, enough to know that pleasure is possible and available. and enough to actually receive the pleasure that is there, that is occurring, that is, you know, available all the time. It requires presence. If you are not present with, you know, those things, like with your body in all of those moments, there's so much pleasure that you miss out on. And pleasure begets pleasure. And I am definitely a hedonist, and I can tell you that it grows and expands, you know. So this place, the Castello di Casal Borgone, was created. Gary Douglas had this wild idea of, you know what, I'd like to have a castle someday. I'd like to have a castle in Italy. Random thought. And he just is crazy and wonderful enough that he asked the universe and went, you know what, I'm going to have this castle. I'd like to have a castle in Italy. Just tossed it out there to the universe as an ask. Shortly after that, I think it was not even a year, maybe 6 months, 9 months, something like that. Somebody said, hey, Gary, there's a castle in Italy that's for sale. Okay. So he went, wow, that really, he looked at the energy of it. You know, he didn't just go, okay, well, I want it. He went, that energy actually matches what I was, you know, what I've been asking for, what I was aware of. So he came and he saw this beautiful castle, and it's, I believe it's 300 years old, two to 300 years old. I think it's from the 1700s. I'm not positive, but quite old. And it needed a lot of restoration. And so, you know, it was like, you know, it was a process. I mean, I heard a lot about the process as it was being purchased and all of that, and in the creation. And they bought it, they restored it, found the people to do it. And Gary has this incredible, I mean, he's a collector of antiques. I mean, this, I'm like, I want to take this chair home with me. My house is going to be changing when I get home. I love these. It's like a whole sitting room full of this beautiful furniture. I mean, the whole castle is full of beautiful furniture. But he's a collector of antiques, and he's got a lot of brilliance with antiques and the way he finds them. And he loves beauty. He's very much a hedonist. And so he loves just finding things that are beautiful. And the way that he furnished the castle was by just, you know, looking at antiques all over the world, and, you know, just wherever he was, he would go shopping for antiques, and he would buy things, and just, you know, the furniture, the pieces would talk to him, and they would be like, buy me, you know? And so he gathered this enormous collection of stunningly beautiful antiques for this place. Every room is so unique and just stunningly, stunningly beautiful. And he gathered, and every room has such a personality as well. It's really, really cool. I'm actually going to do a video. I don't know when the timing is of publishing, but I'll do a little video tour. Maybe I'll do a few video tours of the castle. On my YouTube channel, I do videos twice a week. If you don't, you know, subscribe to my YouTube channel. We post videos there every Monday and Thursday at, I think it's noon Pacific time. So, you know, there's lots of content there. But anyway, he bought all this furniture and just kind of like let the furniture talk to him and the molecules in his body. And he didn't have a plan for any of it. It was just like, this needs to go in the castle. This needs to go in the castle. He just was following the energy. And, you know, some people that were here when the castle was, the restoration was finished and the move-in was, it was time for the move-in, that it was just like, this goes there. He just, you know, asked the pieces, like, where would you like to be? This room. And he had furnished the whole thing just without a plan, without a list of what he needed, just following the energy, saying yes to the beauty that was in front of him, saying yes to all of the beautiful pieces that just said, hey, I'd like to be part of your life. I'd like to contribute to you. And I'd like to be in the castle. Okay, great. Yes, we'll put you in the castle. And, you know, of course there was more work than that. There was I'm sure a lot of the pieces needed to be restored as well. And they're beautifully cared for and, you know, they've just absolutely, they sing. This place absolutely sings. And, you know, the amazing thing is that the more the castle gets used, the more, like, I've been here many times, and the more I come here, the more I really, just so enjoy this place. I just, like, I might have lived here at one point in another lifetime. I feel very at home here. I've seen it develop over time, and there's this thing about the enjoyment of people, like how people enjoy the place. Their bodies enjoy this space, the food and the drinks here. If you've ever wanted to have one of my cocktails, I don't know if you know this, but I make amazing cocktails. I designed part of the cocktail menu here, which was really fun. So all the cocktails that are named after rooms, I created the recipes for those, and they're delicious, if I do say so myself. So that's fun. If you come to the castle, have a cocktail. This place has evolved over time, and it has become more alive, more beautiful, more warm and nurturing and inviting. And it is just such a contribution. My body loves being here. It loves receiving all of the beauty. Like, I don't like to sit on chairs, but I like to sit on these chairs. I just don't have the kind of chairs that I like to sit on in my house. So that'll have to change as well. So there's just such a, there's such an elegance and a thrival in this place. And I would say it's very much contributed to by the bodies that come here to enjoy. And it can be an intense place as well. It's got a very sort of dominant presence, dominant energy. I mean, it's a castle on a hill, you know, in Northern Italy, like it's full on. And doing classes here is amazing. I will definitely be doing a lot more classes here as well. I've done two so far and they've been phenomenal. So I highly recommend that as well. But the gift that this place is, it's so incredible, and it is designed to be a gift in so many ways. And part of that is a gift to bodies, to the enjoyment of living, to the enjoyment of being alive, to the creation of living, to the enjoyment of, to the experience of pleasure, the pleasure of, you know, sitting on this furniture, sleeping in the beds are incredible. I'm sleeping under a gold duvet. It's amazing. And you know, all of these different things that are designed to be a contribution to bodies. And when your body's willing to receive that, when you're willing to receive it, it's really you willing to receive it. Your body, our bodies love to receive. It's just our points of view that stand in the way of that. But when your body is willing to receive, when you're willing to receive pleasure with your body, then you contribute. Like, it's like the contribution that is to the castle, when the people who come here, when their bodies receive the beauty and the gift of this place and the gift of the molecules of this place that was created, designed, crafted, and meant to be a huge gift to bodies and to beings and to everything that we are creating. So what if the creation of living is about giving yourself the gift of that? And the beautiful thing about Gary's process with the castle and everything else that, you know, he has shown me and that I've learned and chosen for myself as well is when you say yes to that level of beauty and pleasure and elegance and luxury and aliveness, like you contribute to your body in that way by saying yes to those things. Those things actually, like all, everything actually gets to thrive. Everything gets greater. And you, your life starts to move in that direction. And this is, you know, let's circle back now to the beginning and where we started is like, you might be struggling, you might be suffering, you might not have money or not have, you know, whatever it is that you desire to have, that you would like to have, that would really create more pleasure in your life. Start to say yes to the pleasure, the creation of living, the enjoyment, the luxury, the beauty, the abundance. Start to say yes, even drinking water and feeling it go down your throat. When you're speaking, feel your vocal cords vibrating in your body. When you're sitting, doesn't matter where you're sitting, even if you're sitting on the floor, feel your sits bones, your pelvic floor in contact with the ground, or your back against the back of a chair. Feel your clothing on your skin and enjoy the sensation of being alive, of having a body. And as you do, it creates this energy, this field, this space, this possibility in our worlds of more of that and more of that and more of that, because we're acknowledging that that's a possibility for us. We're stepping into that as a space that we would like to create our living from. And as you do, you move toward it more and more and more. And the amazing thing, and this isn't a podcast really about money, but it is about the creation of living. And to me, the creation of living dynamically includes money. When we choose in those ways and we gift our bodies all of these beautiful things, the money comes. So Gary didn't have the money to fund the entire, you know, everything that he did in the castle, everything that he created here. He chose it. He chose the castle. I'm going to buy it. And then the money, you know, they got the money together, Dane and Gary and Simone Millicis. And there's a bunch of other people that are part owners of the castle. They got the money together to purchase the castle. And then the money just started showing up for the antiques and all the pieces and the restoration. And it's like, because when you step into that process of the creation of living, the movement of it, the space of it, the ever unfolding engagement with pleasure, beauty, elegance, the dynamicness of being alive on the planet, having a body, you step into that as your choice for how you would like to live. You invite more of it by that very choice. The universe adjusts itself to say, oh, that's what you want to do? Great. And your body adjusts itself. And the more we have, the more we have. And then the more we have, the more we have. And things exponentialize. And that is how the creation of living works, is that the choice for pleasure, hedonism, elegance, beauty, luxury, and aliveness exponentializes itself when you're willing to choose it. You're willing to have it and receive it. That's the space of living. It opens up and then it opens more and it opens more and it opens more. I would never have thought years ago that I could stay at this castle for a week. I chose it. Every time I come, I choose it. I don't have millions of dollars sitting in the bank yet. That would be fun too. But I do have the trust in my capacity to create, and I do have the trust in the power of choice. And the power of choice, when you're choosing that which you truly desire, such as the creation of living, pleasure, hedonism, beauty, elegance, luxury, aliveness, is so fruitful, so potent when you are choosing what you actually desire, rather than I only believe that I can survive, so I just need to survive. Well, you probably have a much greater desire for you, your body, and your life and living than just to survive. You wouldn't still be listening to this podcast if that wasn't true. Or yeah, if you didn't have that. However I say it, like, you wouldn't be listening if you believed that survival was your only choice. You would have turned this off a long time ago. There's something in you that may know something about this. That is a gift to the world. That's how, when people come and enjoy the castle gets greater. When we choose to say yes to those spaces, they become greater. They grow and expand. And as we do that, there's just more and more and more and more and more. Choice is such a powerful tool. Pleasure is such a powerful thing to choose. And your body knows so much about this. If you listen to it, if you include it, and if you gift it the gift of all of these things that I'm talking about, your life will move in a different direction where the creation of living and the thrival of your everything will occur. We never know how when we set out on the path, but the how really is just the choice and the belief in the power of pleasure and hedonism and luxury and beauty. And that is one of the greatest gifts that we can give to our bodies, to ourselves, and to the world. So thank you so much for being here, for listening, for engaging. Watch out for Creation of Living classes coming to the world very soon. I haven't done one in quite a few years, and I am probably going to do one at the castle soon. So you can check my website, and once it's posted, we'll put it in the show notes for this episode. But those classes are very free form exploration of embodiment, really giving you the gift of having some pragmatic tools for increasing the pleasure and the enjoyment of embodiment and increasing your willingness to gift to your body and receive from your body. And then as you do, how that shows up in how you create everything, and allowing these things, like learning to receive. I mean, we have to actually learn how to receive, because that is not something that we are taught. And our bodies know how to do it, but we stand in the way, as I mentioned before. So that's part of, you know, one of the things that we do in the Creation of Living class is actually learn how to receive, have the experience of receiving, and using the incredible tools of Access Consciousness to clear and change and shift anything that stands in your way of receiving, because it's all of our points of view that we have that keep us from receiving. Well, we can clear those and move those out of the way, and you get to have this experience of deep abiding pleasure with your body and how you would like to use that to create your future. It is so magical and so miraculous, and I love playing with that. So you're invited to come and play. And just thank you. Thank you for you. Thank you, Castle. This place has changed my life and continues to all the time. I'm infinitely grateful. Enjoy and have a beautiful day. Bye for now. Thank you for joining me for the Entrepreneurial Biome Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe. For more resources, check out my website at heathernichols.com. and my social media channels as well. Have a beautiful day, and remember that your business thrives when you do.